So I'm outside of Bellevue. Still plenty of payphones around here. I didn't test any of them. But about as many as I remember from the last time I was here. And they had numerous phones inside. And many of them actually worked. Like I said, I think I'm just going to contact them. I mean, hell, I've never leveraged that AT&T comment about it being the best site of its kind. But I'm about to step into Bellevue and I get kind of emotional when I go in here. But I'll get over it. The thing is, I just can't help think about the time I ended up here and the august reputation this place has. But all I can say is I ended up here because I was trying to kill myself. And maybe I still am, but I'm a long way from where I was back then. I had one lengthy meeting with a therapist. And she was the tough love kind who wanted to, I don't know, shake some sense into me or beat some sense into me. And she made this big fuss of saying that I should be on time and don't cancel and don't be late. All that. So I came back a week later and she didn't show up. And I never went back. She sent me a letter in the mail, which I didn't get for over a month, saying she was sorry. But I just didn't need that. So here are a couple of dead and a couple of empty holsters or holders where the payphones used to be. This is near G1027. I don't know what that means, but I guess that's a room number. And these look like no-name rogue payphones. And maybe that's what they were for a long time. Oh, wow, there's actually a hum coming out of this one. The rogue phones are the ones that somebody who knows what they're doing comes in and takes out the old one and replaces it with this thing that I'll start to for free to get in stock, sports, weather information, all that. See if it works. That used to be the best call. Wow, this thing actually works. I did not expect this. I wonder if this is one of John's phones. It looks like one of them. Okay, it didn't work. I think this actually came from paytelephone.com. They provide phones to places exactly like this, but they don't put their... I can't dial anything. I just tried 311. Yeah, okay, so that phone might have had a pulse, but you know, next I'm walking past the business office. I think I was saying yesterday that when I checked in here I had to get a temporary ID ID that they made on the spot. And it looked a lot like the ID that I found on the ground yesterday in Bushwick. So I wonder if that guy lost his Bellevue ID card. I'm coming down the hallway here toward HFCD. I don't know. I'm just going to explore the extent area. There should be a row of phones right around the corner here. Oh, they're gone. Okay, there's two left. And these have dial tone. And these are branded Mettel. There's no way they're still maintained by that company. They've been gone a long time. The payphone of choice. It says 25 cents for a call, but I'll take a pass for now. And now I'm going to go around to the main, I guess it will not be main area, but there's a big waiting area over on, I remember this place. And I ended up in the emergency room for alcohol abuse. And I swore that would never happen again. And it hasn't, but I have come pretty close. At least I think I have. Ever since they told me about the panic pills, I've been much better able to moderate myself. This place feels like a party. This doesn't seem like a hospital. And most people here don't really need to be here. Okay, that payphone's gone. But it's just an open waiting area, I guess. And there were 3 or 4 payphones here last time. And there are none now. Oh, look, there's a piano. It's my big chance to become a star. I guess it's lucky I got him when I did. Those payphone photos, that was a couple of years ago. Just saw a sign that said to go up the stairs for a Catholic church. I think I'm going to check that out.